Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at Erevin 33, talking about throwing something into a basket. The Gemara says, according to whom did Ravina explain the last case of the Braisa? And The notes point out, Ravina there explained that although the basket was four tefachim wide by virtue of the principle of chokigin hollowing out the tree to increase the width of the basket, nevertheless, the basket is not considered a reshus hayachid, a public domain, even though it is ten tefachim high because the tree below lacks the required width of four tefachim, as Rashi points out. Not according to Rav Yossi, son of Rav Yehuda, the Gemara says, for it is taught in a braisa, Rav Yossi, son of Rav Yehuda, says, if one stuck a reed into the ground of the reshus harabim and placed on top of the reed a basket four tefachim wide, and he threw an object from the reshus harabim and it landed on the basket, he is liable for committing a biblical transgression because the basket is considered a reshus hayachid. I want to key in on the idea of how someone threw the basket, threw an object from the reshus harabim and it landed on the basket. A lot of times in our own life, if we think about where we've gone over the years, we weren't able to really see or think about where the trajectory would have went. If we would have thought about 20 years ago, where would we be in 20 years? If we would have thought about how would our life look 20 years from now in our 30s, if I looked when I was in my teens, I would never know. You know, we didn't know what life would look like. We have to realize that all we can do is put in our effort to walk along the way, and Hashem will guide us. Hashem will bring us to where we need to go. Hashem brought us into the world for a specific purpose, for a specific mission, and we should all be zochah to find the mission and use your mission, use your talents to do so. But the main aspect is sometimes we throw things, we throw the item, and sometimes it will land in the basket and sometimes it will not. Sometimes we'll do a venture and it might not work out, but we have to rise up and get again and try again and go again and again. Like the Pasuk says in relation to Averus, it says Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, but even in general life situations, we could apply it and say you have to rise up again and again, because the whole idea is putting in your effort, throwing the basket, throwing the item. Hopefully it'll land where you want it to go, because the main aspect, the main idea is what the Gemara says, Bederach She'adam Rotza Leilich B'molichanoto, in the way you want to go. Hopefully it's a good way. Hopefully it's the right way. Hopefully it's a proper way to bring your life along a trajectory and to do good for your spouse and your kids and family, friends, and the world at large. The way you want to go, hopefully in a great, wonderful path, Hashem will lead you. So just as the Gemara talks about throwing the item and it happens to land in the basket, nothing has happened since according to Hashem's rules and Hashem's intervention, so too should you realize sometimes we just have to throw our baskets, throw our items, throw our situations out to Hashem and try to follow the path that we set, and Hashem will lead us along the path. Make sure it is the right path, because Hashem could lead you on whatever path you want to go. It could be a good path or it could be a bad path. If you have a talent, use it to go along the good path. If you have a unique ability, you have a unique skill, use it to go along the good path. As we throw the items and it's caught in the basket, so too we should be zocha to throw the items and Hashem will catch it in his basket, the wonderful basket of life, walking down the proper road that Hashem will hopefully take us. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 34 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.